Hello and welcome. You are listening to 101.9 FM, CITR Vancouver, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory. This is The Spice of Life, and I am your host, Ben Life. And I'm really excited about today's show because we're going to do things a bit different. So The Spice of Life means variety. It means variety. And so normally I play post-rock, and I have a little bit of post-rock, but I thought I would include a little variety in the show today and play some other stuff. And that, what the form of the other stuff is progressive electronic music. And I'm hoping, we'll see if I succeed, to convince you and to draw some connections between early progressive electronic music and progressive rock, because to me they sound very similar. And so I'm gonna take you back to the Moog synthesizer. So if you're into the Moog, and I am very into the Moog, then hang around, stay tuned, stick around, hang tuned, stick up. But with that being said, I'm gonna start with something that is not that, so you'll have to stay around for the Moog. I'm going to start with an Explosions in the Sky song, and the purpose of that is I would like to just promote them a little, because Explosions in the Sky is coming to Vancouver. They're playing at the Commodore Ballroom on September 4th and September 5th. The September 4th show sold out pretty much immediately, because Explosions in the Sky is amazing, and why wouldn't it? So I got tickets for that show, and the September 5th show, I'm told, there are still tickets available. So if you're a fan of them, you should get tickets. If you're not a fan of them, you should be, and you should get tickets. So their tour is accompanying the release of their new album, which is The Wilderness, and I'm going to play a song off of The Wilderness. And it sparked my whole progressive electronic music thing, because electronic music is creeping its way into other genres, and the Explosions in the Sky, I think, they included a few more electronic elements into The Wilderness than they have in their previous albums. So this is Disintegration Anxiety by Explosions in the Sky. Thank you.
up, man? Hey, I'm on the guest list. Yeah. Who's headlining here tonight? Yeah, I'm on their list. I'm on their list. Well, I should be on there, so.
Looking for that cool band Buzz?
Geez, I don't know what to tell you.
Shindig is CITR's annual Battle of the Bands. Every year, Vancouver bands compete for prizes including studio time, festival spots, media coverage, promotions, and more. We are now accepting submissions. Please send your demo of original material of at least 3 songs to shindig.submissions@gmail.com. Contact info must include your email and phone number. All genres welcome. Join a 33-year-old legacy of great Vancouver music. For more info, find the CITR Shindig page on Facebook.
We're live and we're getting a phone call right away here, so excuse me while I turn that on. Hello, how are you? Hello, you're live on the air. All right, and they've hung up.
Tune in every Friday at 10 a.m. for Vancouver, right? With your hosts, Alex Biron and Simon Armstrong. News, music, personal stories, and everything you need to know about the local comedy scene. What else would you be doing at 10 a.m. on a Friday? Well, you're probably at work, and if you have the day off, you've already made plans. It doesn't matter. Just be there and call in anytime.
We heard Infinity Shred playing the song Mapper, and before that, Explosions in the Sky playing the song Disintegration Anxiety. And I hope you were digging Infinity Shred's Mapper as much as I was. Infinity Shred is an incredible band. Their whole album, Sanctuary, is just off the charts in listen-to-ability, jam-out-ability, and all other kinds of abilities. Really, any ability that you can think of, they've met and surpassed it. And so they're really just doing great. So I would highly recommend checking them out on Bandcamp. There's been some more buzz lately that they might be making some more music, which I'm really excited about because they're rad. And I wanted to play them kind of as a transition from Explosions in the Sky, which is what people think of as more, or what I think of, I guess I can't speak for people. I can barely even speak for myself sometimes. I would consider Explosions in the Sky as more They're more traditional post-rock, whereas Infinity Shred, of course, is more heavily synthesized, and so that is a great transition into the electronic music that I'm going to be playing, electronic post-rock. So we're still not completely into electronic music. You'll know when we get there, and it's going to be hopefully a slow and moderate journey, like not too aggressive of jumps. And with that in mind, I would like to play a song by the band Apricot Rail. And Apricot Rail is really cool because post-rock in a lot of cases is somewhat ominous and foreboding, and that's kind of the mood that a lot of post-rock musicians are trying to cultivate, whereas Apricot Rail is a lot happier and more buoyant. They're more sonically buoyant. So this is some sonic buoyancy in the form of Apricot Rail playing the song Together They Forgot Who They Were. I hope you enjoy it. And we are back. You are listening to The Spice of Life, broadcasting live on CITR Radio 101.9 FM from unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver. I am Ben Life, which is the joke with The Spice of Life. I mean, it's variety, and it's also, that's my name. There you go. If you didn't get it before, I hope it's funny now that I explained it, because things often get better when you explain them. Right. We just heard Atra Eterna playing the song Black Fog, and then before that, Apricot Rail playing the song They Forgot Who They Were. And we are continuing our descent into progressive electronic music, which is a bit different from the stuff that I'm normally playing, but really exciting. And I was revitalized finding this music, because I've pretty much exhausted a lot of the, like, pretty much, so I'm sure there's Canadian post-rock out there that I have yet to find, and I look forward to finding it, but I found most of it. And that's cool, but it was nice to dig into a different genre and see what else they had to offer, and what other musicians were doing what. And Atra Eterna, I've played them once or twice before on the show, just because I think it's really cool. So this guy is he's just a guy. He's a solo artist from Kingston, Ontario, and he's making this, like, really interesting, cool electronic music. And I think there's a lot of value in that, and especially, like, I'm always blown away by people that are solo artists and doing solo things. I can't even play solitaire by myself. Like, I think if I were to sit down now and try to play solitaire, I don't think I could do it, because I don't remember how many piles of cards you need. And here's a guy making a whole band's worth of music just, like, by himself. So that's cool. Hats off to you, Atra Eterna. And there's lots of cool, more electronic, more cool music to come. In fact, who do we have next? So now things are going to start to get weird. And by weird, I mean good, but by weird, I also mean weird, because it's realistically, it's pretty weird. So the song that I'm going to play for you next is, we're going old school. So Atra Eterna, Apricot Rail, Explosion in the Sky, of course, is still making music, but they've been around for a while, and Infinity Shred, they're all pretty new. And this next band is not new. They're extremely not new. So the band is Dion Brejant, and if you know them, congratulations. If you don't, I'm not super surprised. They're a progressive electronic band from Quebec that released their first album in 1976. And I'm, here we are. It was initially a percussion and keyboard duo, and then it became more experimental, relying more on the keyboard. And then they started to get into ambiance and more tonal percussion. And the song that I'm going to play is off their second album called Deux, because they're from Quebec. It's different. It's different than the stuff that I've played before. It's different than the stuff that I'm going to continue to play. But it's wild. So this came out in 1977. And buckle up, because it's a wild ride. This is Ouverture by Dion Brejant. We'll be right back. We heard Mort Garrison playing the song Swingin' Spathipylums, off the album Enjoy, Don't Destroy. And then before that, Dion Bregent playing Ouverture. And so Mort Garrison is very interesting. He's a very interesting man. And perhaps some of you are more well-versed in his work than I am. This was my first experience with him. And I think that song is just so infectious. Like, it's so, if you were to listen to that and you were to pair that up with Drake's Hotline Bling, you're going to see similarities. The tone, the it's like tropical tone that keeps that melody that keeps repeating. It's basically Hotline Bling. And what that means is, here's a guy. So he started working with the Moog in the 60s when it first became available. And so his work in the 60s is still influencing music today. And that's just Drake. He's one of the grandfathers of electronic music, apparently, which I just didn't know. Pioneer of electronic music. In addition to his work in electronic music, he was also a composer, arranger, songwriter. And he's also worked as a conductor, a pianist, and an orchestrator. So this is a dude that really got music. And you can tell because, like, the Moog is a rather crude instrument, and to be able to make, like, such amazing stuff as the song that we just heard with the Moog, I mean, I'm very impressed. And of course, I say the Moog is a crude instrument without knowing. It was kind of the, like, it was the progenitor of a lot of further electronic instruments, but had a long way to go. Like, I mean, I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, you wouldn't expect Jimi Hendrix to shred the same stuff on a lute or a ukulele. Maybe you would. I don't know. I don't know what your expectations are for that sort of thing. But in any event, Mort Garrison is a pretty crazy musician. And he's Canadian, too, which is cool. He was born in St. John in New Brunswick. So shout out to Canada. And definitely check out more of his stuff. It's bizarre and excellent, as I hope I got across with my choice of song for him. And if anyone can figure out how to pronounce Spathipylums better than me, power to you, because I don't know how to do it. The next song I would like to play is another of this kind of older electronic, progressive electronic music on the theme that we're doing. And it's by a man named Pascal Languirand. We'll go with that. And another early electronic musician that I didn't know much about. You may know him as being part of the Canadian 1980s synth band Trans X for their hit song Living on Video. And I'm not going to play the whole song, but I would like to play an excerpt, because if you guys have heard Living on Video, it is wild. Like, so here I am, like, sitting at my computer at home trying to get music for this week's show, and I go down such a deep hole in the internet that I end up listening to Living on a Video by Trans X. And if you don't understand what that feels like, let me play you the song and then you'll understand. So this is just going to be an excerpt then of Living on a Video. Feeling it?
Give me
And so that's what, that's right there is how I felt when I got there. Hopefully you understand the confusion. I was a little frightened. And I mean, the video itself is wild. The part where he says stop, they have a clip of, it's very 1980s synth music, and they're dressing exactly like you would imagine, with like lots of makeup, and it's wild. But the clip where he says stop, they just reuse it. So every time he says stop, it's the same clip of him saying stop. And realistically, that's like maybe a fifth of the song. So it's a very repetitive video. But in any case, so the guy that's saying stop is actually Pascal Languirand. And aside from Transex, he also did some solo stuff. And I found the solo stuff a lot more, I guess, palatable. Not to throw shade at Transex. Maybe you're into Transex. Maybe you love living on a video. But it just blew my mind. Music did some weird stuff in the 80s, and I think that is exactly what I'm talking about when I say that. So anyway, we're going to go somewhere totally different, I think totally different, and play Oh Nos Hommes by Pascal Languirand.
Plastic Waste and CITR are proud to announce the 2016 Victory Square Block Party. This free day of music features Morning Coup, Milk, Jody Glenham and the Dreamers, SBDC, Pale Red, and Tough Customer. There's good tunes, good food, raffle prizes, and more.
Yeah. I ain't
trying to sleep. So come down to Victory Square this September 4th from 2 to 9 p.m. For more information, go to victoryscuareblockparty.com.
Shuttle is going two times the speed of sound at the moment.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
That's cool they got Snoop Dogg. I'm interested in that. That was nice. All right, so that was the deepest part of the progressive electronic music with the Moog in, like, deep Canada, old... Well, I guess not old, but like 80s and 60s and 70s. Old for electronic music, back in the days of the Moog synthesizer, back in the glory days. So I highly recommend revisiting. So if you have like old records with the Moog, go back there and take a listen, because there's lots of value in the Moog synthesizer. And for all my pot shots at its crudeness, people have done amazing things with it, and it certainly spawned the entire genre of electronic music, which is wild. And so thank you, Moog. Thank you for being true to yourself and being who you are. It really, you've improved the world with your Moogness. So we've done the descent, and now we're gonna go somewhere else, because, you know, that's what the spice of life is all about, variety. So I'm going to shift gears a little. We were in, I guess, probably like seventh, because, so I don't know if they make seven cars with seven gears, but if they did, the seventh gear would obviously be like deep Moog electronic music. We're going to shift back to, like, I don't know, second or first, because we're going down a hill and we don't want to ride the brakes, so we're going to use a lower gear. And clumsily, with a metaphor, we're going to play Juliet Kent with the song Transportation.